Begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin daf Pei Dalet. Begin 9 lines down at the top of the Yomin. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, where our parak opened up, Parakisa Adam, regarding the laws of covering the blood of a chai or an oif that was slaughtered. So the Mishnah said that this halacha applies to Chulin, but not to Mekdashin. So now the Gemara asks why. Why wouldn't the halacha of Kisa Adam, we don't see anywhere in the pasuk that it should exclude the halacha from covering the blood of a carbon? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say because the halacha requires that the blood be covered both beneath and on top, and you can't put earth on the Mizbeach, because that would either be adding to the dimensions or would be Chatzitza. So then the Gemara says, but so just scrape off the blood, as we find in other contexts that there's such a halacha, then you'll scrape it off, you'll put it on the ground, and then you'll have it on the bottom and on the top. Why should Mekdashin be excluded from the halacha of Kisa Adam? So the Gemara says, you're right. Regarding Kachim Mizbeach, those types of karbanos, you have to do Kisa Adam. What we're talking about is Kachim Bedek Abayis. Those are things which are designated for Hekdesh, and one is not permitted to have benefit from it. And if someone goes and slaughters such an animal, that's forbidden to have benefit. That's called a Shechita Sheina Ruya, Loishma Shechita. It's not considered a slaughtering, and the halacha of Kisa Adam applies only when one slaughtered an animal, and therefore it's not going to apply by Mukdashan of Kache Bedek HaBayis. Now the Gemara still asks, as we continue on the top of our Amid, well, so what do you mean? Redeem it. You can redeem Kachet Bedek HaBayis after you slaughtered. Then it's not going to be Hektish anymore. Then it'll be Chulin. And then you can go ahead and cover it. It'll be a Shechita Ruya. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, no, because you need Hamada Baracha. You cannot redeem something only if it can be standing and then it can be assessed. A dead animal, which was already slaughtered, cannot be assessed. That's the case that the Mishnah was discussing regarding Mukdashin, that there's not going to be a Halach of Kisa Adam. So that the Gemara asks, but what do you mean? If you hold the halach of Shechita Sheina Ruya, Loishma Shechita, which is Rib Shimon, he actually holds you don't need Hamada and Aracha by Kachet Bedek HaBayis. That only applies by Kachet Mizbeach. And if you hold Hamada Varacha even by Kachet Bedek HaBayis, which is the other opinion, the other Tanoic opinion, but that opinion actually holds, which is Rib Meir, that Shechita Sheina Ruya is Shma Shechita. So the Gemara answered, which was the first answer in the Gemara, that it's actually Reb Yehuda HaNasi, who in one context holds like one Tana, and the other context holds like the other Tana, and therefore, again, that is the case of a Leib Mugdashin of our Mishnah. It's Kachet Bedek HaBayis, because he holds both Shechita Shein Ruya Loishma Shechita, and he also holds that you need Hamada Baracha, which you're not going to have when the animal is already slaughtered, to be able to redeem it and deconsecrate it for Kachet Bedek HaBayis. Now, on that says the Gemara, V'Yibayisim, if you want, you could say another answer. Actually, Kul Reb Shimon. The halacha of our Mishnah is all Reb Shimon. But then we said, if it's Reb Shimon, he does not require Hamada ben Aracha. So why don't you go ahead and redeem it after it was slaughtered? And then it'll be a Shechita Ruya. It'll be requiring Kisa Adam, because you can go ahead and redeem it. It doesn't have to be alive and standing to be evaluated. So it's like, no, because B'shani Hacha, here in the context of the halacha of our Mishnah of Kisa Adam, is different regarding the case of Kachet Bedek HaBayis, where, yeah, although generally you could redeem it, but the Amakra, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Yudzayin, regarding the Salach of Kisa Adam, it talks about B'shafach, regarding spilling the blood, and V'chisa then talks about regarding covering with the earth, which teaches us, Misha'in Mechusa Ela Shvicha V'kisu. The Salach of Kisa Adam is only by something that's not lacking, only but the spilling of the blood, the slaughtering, and then the covering. That's where Kisa Adam applies. Yatzazeh, that excludes this case of Kachet Bedek HaBayis, where Shemechusa Shvicha Pediya V'kisu. There's another step that's missing. You have to spill the blood, then redeem it, and then cover it. That the halach of Kisa Adam will not apply. So although, yeah, you could redeem it, and it'll be a Shechita Ruya, but that's still another step that the Pasuk doesn't allow, and therefore it doesn't apply, and therefore Avol Mekdashin could even be like Reb Shimon of Kachet Bedek HaBayis. But says the Gemara, but now that we said this answer, that we're expounding the Pasuk in such a way, says the Gemara, Philotim, you could even go back to the original supposition the Gemara was making, that Avolei B'Mukdashin could even apply to Kachet Mizbeach. Even that, all types of Kachet, even those which are slaughtered on the Mizbeach, that are Karbanis, are also excluded from Kisa Adam. But that we had asked on the previous Daf, why? Why is it excluded? Scrape it off and put it on the ground, and you'll have earth on the bottom and on the top. So on that, says the Gemara, no, because the Pasuk says B'Shafach V'Chisa, which tells us Misha'in Mechusa L'Shvich V'Kisui. The only thing that's required in the Halach of Kisa Adam is something that all it's missing is spilling its blood, meaning slaughtering, and covering it. Yatzazad, that would exclude even Kachet Mizbeach, Shemechusa Shvicha Gureira V'Kisui. You'd be missing not just the spilling the blood, but also the scraping off and then covering. That's excluded from the Halach of Kisa Adam, and therefore we could even say that it's even regarding Kachet Mizbeach, and it's totally excluded Avolei Mekdashin from the Mitzvah Kisa Adam. Now, another approach, Mabar Avashi Amar, he says, This that we're saying it excludes all types of kachim from kisadam, because amakra, the pasuk in that halach of kisadam says chaya oyoif, doesn't apply to behemah kisadam. It's wild animals or birds. So make the following comparison: ma chaya, just like in general a wild animal, in a kodesh is not sanctified because there are no chayas. There's no wild animals that are brought as karbanas on the mizbeach. So af oif, so to the halach of kisadam only applies if it's ein kodesh, if it's not sanctified. So although birds are brought as karbanas, but the pasuk by its comparison is precluding it from the halacha of kisadam. Now, but then the Gemara asks, well, ima chaya shein b'min kodesh, they make the comparison even further. Just like a wild animal does not have in its species anything that's sanctified, saf oif shein b'min kodesh, maybe say the halacha of kisadam only applies to birds that in its species there's no sanctity. Oitzi tarina b'nei yoinus, I should exclude the halacha of turtle doves and young pigeons from ever having the halacha of kisadam, even when they're chulin, sheish b'min and kodesh, because their species, their types, are brought as karbanas. Maybe those, even when they're chulin, should not be brought. So it's gemara loy, no, because kechaya, we're comparing the oif to the chaya. Ma chaya loy chalakta, but just like a wild animal, you didn't differentiate, all chayas are obligated in the halacha of kisadam, because none of them have any sanctity. Af oif loy tachlik, but also by the birds, we shouldn't differentiate to say that this species is obligated, this species is exempt. And therefore, no, all of them are obligated. But one thing we are comparing it to chaya is that it has to be chulin and not kachim, just like chaya is never kachim. Now, continues the Gemara. Amalei Yaakov mino l'Rava. Yaakov the heretic said to Rava, Kaimelon, we know the halacha is that chaya b'chal behema. When it says in the Torah behema, domesticated animals, as the Gemara elsewhere learns out from the source, wild animals are included. Now, we know this as in the context of l'simanim, regarding the two signs of what makes the animal kosher, because it doesn't say explicitly regarding chayis, what's the kosher signs. It actually only says by behema. As the pasuk said, Dvarim Yadal, Kol behema mefreses parasa, talks about the signs of split hooves and chewing its cud. But we know that it applies to chayah, because chayah is b'chal behema. So therefore, yes, se'ema name behema b'chal chayah l'kisa. So then why don't you say the same thing? And we know that chayah is b'chal behema, behema is b'chal chayah. So although it says in the Torah only the halacha regarding chayah, but behema should be included, because we know, as the Gemara said in the Afayim Beis, that also behema is b'chal chayah. So why are we saying in our Mishnah that the halacha of kisadam only applies to wild animals and birds? Behema should also have the halacha, because behema is b'chal chayah. So Malay, so on that, Rabbi responded to him. He says, Alecha makro, regarding you, the pasuk in Devarim tells us, in the context of where it's talking about behemoths, domesticated animals, it says, Ala aris tishbechene kamayim. When regarding the slaughtering of the behemoth, it says, on the earth, its blood should spill like water. What's the pasuk saying? It says, Rabbi, ma maim leboy kisa. It's telling us, just like water doesn't have to be covered, af hai namu leboy kisa, also the blood of the behemoth does not need to be covered. So it's explicitly saying that there's no halach of kisa down by behemoths. And that has to Gemara Elamiati at Bilaboy. So then you should actually be able to immersion, like for Tumma, in the blood of a behemoth, because you're calling it water. And water is the obligation of what immersion happens in. And that says the Gemara, no, Amakra, the pasuk says of a Yikra, that where it talks about the context of what's used as a ritual bath, it says, Ach Mayan, however, a spring, Ubor Mikvi Mayan, and a pit of gathered water, Yitar, that will be pure. Which that's in the context of the Parsha of Shratzim regarding someone that becomes tummy from a sheretz, from one of the dead vermin. The pasuk makes it sound like that, no, it's only by a spring or a pit of water that will purify someone who became tummy from a sheretz. Which tells us, hani in midech rin yoloi. These things yes, and other things not, which would be excluding the blood of a behemoth. But that is Gemara. But no, vema, maybe say, hanimili lemu'ute shar mashkim. No, maybe the pasuk is excluding other beverages, other liquids, which are not cold water. They're being excluded from the pasuk. But maybe, like you're saying, the blood of behemoth, which is cold water, maybe actually you should be able to immerse inside that pool. It says, no, tremi utiksibi. In that pasuk, there's actually two exclusions. Mayin mayim, ubar mayim. I mean, the term mayim is going both on the spring and on the pit, which both of them are saying that these things are considered water, but not other liquids, and neither the blood of a behemoth, even though it's cold water, that's also excluded from the halacha of a mikveh. Man ask him, why? No, maybe say both exclusions are excluding other beverages. Why do you need two? One would be excluding when it's flowing. One would be excluding it when it's gathered. Meaning, we would say regarding other liquids that if they're put in an incline where it flows down into the mikveh, which you would need that as an extra chiddush, because we know regarding water, the Gemara says in Tmura on Daf Yud Beis Amud Alav, although drawn water actually is invalid for to be used as a mikvah, but it could be purified if it's drawn and it flows into, if let's say you have a mikvah, that the majority is rainwater, up until 21 saw, you could then draw, you could have a flow of drawn water go on the ground for up to 19 saw to fill it into the mikvah of 40 saw. So although generally Mayim Shubim is invalid, but Zeichelin is a little bit better. So maybe that's what I would need both exclusions to say, no, other liquids don't work when they're gathered, and neither does it work when it's flown and drawn into the mikvah. How do you know to exclude the Dam Behema? No, the Pasuk is actually telling us three exclusions, because the terminology of Mayim is going on all different terminologies. Mayin Mayim, that on all of them the word Mayim is going in. The spring is water, which that excludes other liquids even if it's flowing. Ubar Mayim, because Mayim flows, so that would be excluding Zeichelin. Ubar is gathered water, which that would be excluding other liquids even if they're gathered. And mikveh mayim, what's that terminology of gathered waters? That would be a third one to be excluding the dam of behema, and that's how we know that it's, again, it doesn't require kisa dam because it's compared to water, but it's excluded from the halacha of mikveh from this terminology of mikveh mayim. Now, continuing on the halachas of our Mishnah, which we said that it applies b'mezumen u'b'she'eni mezumen, whether the animals were prepared or not. So, turn about Linda Bryce, it says in the pasuk, Asher Yatzid, which is the pasuk that says that if someone will capture a chay or an oif that will be eaten, when he spills his blood, he has to cover it in earth. Now, says the Braisa, Einli Eila Asher Yatzid, so I would only know from this pasuk only if it was captured from the wild that's not prepared. Nitzaydin va'im de'malei minayin, how do you know to include even if it was already intrinsically captured? Kugayin avazim tanagaylim, which are creatures like geese and chickens, which they don't have to be captured, they're just there. How do you know the halach of kisadam would apply to that too? Tamalayma, that's what Pasuk says when it says Ashayatzid Tseid, which is an extra word, is Mikamakam, that in all situations, even if it's already intrinsically captured. So Imkemat Tamalayma Ashayatzid, and why does the Pasuk have to tell you that will be captured if it's even when it's not captured? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, says Lim de Ter Derecheretz, because the Ter has come to teach you a proper custom to act. Shlo Yechel Adam Basar El Bazman Hazar, that a person shouldn't eat meat unless with this type of preparation, as if he has to capture it, where it's not prepared. In other words, he shouldn't be constantly eating meat so that he shouldn't become poor. So yeah, you don't have to literally capture it, but the Torah is saying, like as if, when you capture, that's when you eat meat. Similarly, turn about and learn the Braisa. The Pasuk says, in Devarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chaf, says, Ki Yarchav Hashem Alekeches Kibulcha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to expand your boundaries, like he said he's going to, so then you're going to say, I want to eat meat, because your heart desires to eat meat, so whenever your heart's desire, you could eat meat. But says the Braisa, Lim de Tar Derech Eretz, the Tar is teaching you proper custom, Shle Yechel Adam Basu Elitei Oven, the person shouldn't eat meat unless he desires it, and that's what the Pasuk is saying, Tava Nafshecha, it's when you really have that desire, not just in general. Now, Yechel Yikech Adam Menashek V'Yechel, you would think, okay, when a person desires it, he could go to the marketplace and then he should buy meat and eat it. No, Tamalima, that's what the Pasuk teaches, that it says in the next Pasuk, V'Zavachta Mibkarcho Mitzayincha, that you should slaughter it from your cattle and from your flock, which is only if you have in your flock then you should take. But if not, don't go ahead and spend more money and buy from the marketplace. Now, Yochel Yizbach Kol Bukar V'Yochel, okay, but you would think if you do have animals in your flock, then you could slaughter all your cattle and eat it. And even if you have only one ox, you could slaughter and eat it. Or Kol Tzayin V'Yochel, or his whole flock, he could slaughter and eat it. Now, Tamalim HaSapasi says, Mi Bukarcha, from your cattle, V'Loy Kol Bukarcha, not all your cattle. Mi Tzayincha, V'Loy Kol Tzayincha, from your flock, but not all your flock. Now, Mekan Om Reb Elazar ben Zayit, from here that Reb Elazar ben Zayit said the following dictates in appropriate custom, that Mishesh Le Mana, someone that has a mana, which is a small amount of money, so Yikach Lafase, then they should take for his pot, which Lafase is from the like term of ilpas, which is a type of a pan, Litra Yerek, a litra of vegetables, but he shouldn't be buying meat. Asara Mana, if he has more money, mana is a certain amount of money, Yikach Lafase, Litra Dagam, then they should buy for his pot, a litra of fish, where in those days, in that Talmudic situation, fish were cheaper than meat. So okay, then you could buy fish. Chamisha mana, if he has 50 mana, yikach lefas, a litra basa, then he could buy for his pot a litra of meat. If he has meya mana, if he's more wealthy, 100 mana, then yishbusulay kadir b'chol yom, then they could set up his pot for him every single day. Fine, if you have the resources, fine, but if not, one should not be expending money on things he doesn't afford. Now, that says the Gemara, but v'inach, all those others which we said that they could only get vegetables, or they can't afford the fish and the meat. So emas, so or we said they could only have less, they could have a litra of fish or litra of meat. So emas, so when will they eat if they're not eating it every single day? You're saying that someone who's very wealthy will eat it every single day, but what's with the other ones? You said that, oh, they could also have fish and meat, but you're obviously not saying every single day because they don't have 100 mon, they have 50 mon, or they have 20 mon. When are they having that fish and the meat if it's not every single day? So it's the Gemara, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. It's from Friday night to Friday night, meaning go ahead and serve it on Shabbos. Now, Amar Rav, he says, we have to be concerned for the words of the elder, like what like the previous halacha was just said. Then we have to be sufficient with just a small amount of food, not spending too much money on foods. However, Amar B'yechanan, he says a comment to Rav's comment. He says, Abba, Rabbi Yechanan called Rav Abba, which is honorific. Mimishpachas brimhava. He was from the robust, healthy families. So therefore he says, we shouldn't eat so much. But says Rabbi Yechanan, but like us, where we're not so healthy, if someone has a penny, has a small coin in his pocket, in his purse, you return to him and he should give it to the storekeeper. He shouldn't go ahead and afflict himself by not eating, and then he's going to actually even be in a more dire situation and going to have to come out to people. Rather, he should spend it and get the food from the storekeeper. Now, Amr Ibn Nachman, he says, for example, us, where Ibn Nachman was a generation after Rabbi Yechanan, and constantly the world was changing, and actually they weren't even as healthy as even in the days of Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore I said, even like people like us, where we don't even have money in our pockets, actually the obligation is so much that love and vayichlan, you even have to borrow money to go out and eat, meaning not like why Rav, you have so much money, then don't, you know, you're going to take it easy. But if you don't have, and people are really poor, then actually you would even borrow together to get money to eat. Continuing on this theme, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Kevasim lul vushachem. Sheep for your clothing. Which is a pasuk that's saying that you should buy sheep and then you'll have the shearings of the wool to wear as clothing. As the Gemara says, migeis kevasim yuma vushachem. From the shearings of the sheep, of the lamb, will be for your clothing. Continues the pasuk, umechir sadeh, the exchange of a field, atudim are the flocks, which is, lo'elim imkar adam sadeh, v'yikach atudim, a person should always sell his fields to go ahead and purchase sheep, where from the sheep he could have milk for sustenance, and he could have the shearings for what to wear, so better sell the fields to get the sheep. V'al yimkar adam atudim, v'yikach sadeh, but a person should not sell his flocks to go ahead and buy a field. Continues the pasuk, v'dei chalev izim, and it's enough, it's sufficient, the milk of the goats, which is da'ilo odim shi'is barnes, mechalev gedim utlem shabatech beisai, that it's sufficient for a person to support himself from the milk of the goats and the sheep that he has in his house, which that's what the pasuk is saying, it's enough with those milk, and you shouldn't slaughter the animals and eat them. And continues the pasuk, lelachmacha, for your bread, lelechem beisecha, for the bread of your house. What it's saying in that order is, lachmacha koidim lelechem beisecha, your bread comes before the bread of your house. You first have to be strong yourself to support your house. Continues the pasuk, v'chaim l'narisecha, and life for your maidens, where Ammar Zutra Breda V'nachman says, tenchaim l'narisecha, give life to your maidens, meaning the young ones, meaning the children in your house, you should teach them the path of life to be satisfied with a little amount of food, which is, mikan lam de tar derechet, from here is where the Torah teaches you appropriate custom, shleilmod admes benoi basav yam, person not get his children used to meat and wine, but rather like in the previous sugyas we were saying, with just a little bit of meat and wine. Now, similarly, Amar B'yechanan, as the Gemara continues to Medbeis, what we had mentioned before regarding having sheep better than fields, as the continues to Medbeis, her reitzes sheyis ashim, someone wants to become wealthy, yasik b'behemadaka, he should involve himself in the business of small livestock, of small animals. Similarly, Omer Rav Chizdi says, what does it mean in the pasuk in Devarim, the ashtereis senecha, which literally means to say the flock of your sheep, what's the terminology ashtereis? Shema ashtereis esbalein, it makes their owners wealthy. Again, it's a good investment business to get into. Other teachings from Omer Rav Yechanan, he says, kasad d'charashen, better drink a cup that was used by the witchcraft, which generally one would stay away because of the sorcery, v'lo kisad d'poishen, and not better and better than drinking a cup of lukewarm water, which is very harmful to the body. Now, but says the Gemara, "Bahani mil b'kli matzas." That's only in a metal vessel. A b'kli charis less than, but if it's an earthenware vessel, then it doesn't bother us. Moreover, b'kli matzas lemelamam. We didn't say it's harmful if it's in a metal vessel. Eldle shodi buhu tivaya. Only if they didn't put into it some roots of herbs and spices. But if there was some herbs, roots of herbs and spices to put in, then it's not going to be harmful anymore. Moreover, we also didn't say it's harmful in the metal vessel if there was no herbs and spices put in, only if it wasn't, the water wasn't heated up. But if it was heated up, even if now it's lukewarm, then it's not going to be a problem. Another teaching from Amram Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Mishahin, and these are all Derech Eretz type of teachings. Mishahinichle aviv mois beretz la'abn. If someone's father left him over a lot of money and he wants to just burn that money, wants to just lose it. In other words, someone who didn't put in effort for money, like he just inherited, and it's not important in his eyes to just go ahead and lose it. So the way, if you want to lose it, do as follows. Yilbush klipishtan should wear linen garments, which are very expensive, which again, this teaching is coming to tell us that whoever does these things is going to lose his money, and therefore one should be careful from doing these things. V'yishtamis b'kliz chuches, he should use glass vessels. V'yishke poilim al yeshiv money, should hire workers and not stay there and oversee them. As the Gemara explains each one of these elements. When it says yilbash klipishtan, they should wear linen garments, it means b'kisna remisa, with Roman linen, which is very expensive. V'yishtamis b'kliz chuches, he should use glass vessels, means bezukisa chivarta, white glass. And v'yishke poilim al yeshiv mon, when it says he should hire workers and not stay there with them, it means b'tayri, should hire workers and give them his oxen to plow with, and they're going to weaken the oxen, and they're going to bang it up in the forest and in the vineyards, and the work is not going to amount to anything because they don't care if you're not watching over them. Where the nefesh pesidai, where that's going to be a great loss of money. If you really want to burn your money, do these things. Darish Rav Avira, Zimn Amala Meshmed Ravami, sometimes he would say over this teaching name of Ravami, Vizimn Amala Meshmed Ravasi, sometimes he would say over the name of Ravasi. The Maidich Siv, what does it mean the Pasuk in Tehillim? Toiv Ish Chainin, good is the man who has compassion on the poor, umalva, and he lends them, and good is yichalkul devar b'mishpat, that he supports his things with justice. Now, justice sounds different than compassion, which sounds like only according to what's necessary for his own needs, but not with all fulfilling all his desires. So on that says the Gemara, what it means to say is, lo'ilam yechel adam yishta pachis memashe yeshle. For a person's own self, he should eat and drink less than what he needs. Less than what he could. He could afford more, but if he doesn't need it, he should be metzamtzim. He should do less. V'yilbash v'yiskasa b'mashe yeshle. But he should clothe himself with according to his needs, where he shouldn't be an embarrassment. Now, but v'yichabit ishta yabana, but for others, for his wife and his children, he should honor them yisim mashe yeshle more than what he could actually afford. Because they're dependent on him, but he's dependent on the one who said and created the world. So for himself, don't worry, Hashem will take care of him. But for others, he has that obligation, and therefore he has to go beyond his means. Now, going back to the topic of Kisa Adam of this parak, the Gemara says, "Darish Rav Eina Pischa de Beresh Galusa." Rav Eina expounded by the opening of the house of the Resh Galusa the following halacha. He said, "Hashechid l'chel b'Shabbos." If someone slaughters for a sick person that is in danger of his life, where one's allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him, so they slaughter an animal for this sick person on Shabbos. So the halacha is chayv l'chasas. So then you have to go ahead and cover the blood, which is the mitzvah Kisa Adam, because since Shabbos is allowed to be overridden for this slaughtering. So it's overridden for all the halachas of this slaughtering, which then requires the covering of its blood. However, Amalu Rabba, Rabba said to them, Ishtoi Mekama. He's saying a wondrous thing, which is like someone that's just mind-blowing. He says, L'shamtu la moymine. Either it means to say that they should cut off his tongue that he said this halacha with, which amoyre is his speaking, that you remove his tongue. Or Rashi brings another gear so that it's not ishtoy mekamer, but it's idishmak kamer. If he was saying this over in his own name, so l'shamte la amoyre means to say that in the Talmudic times they would have an amoyre, a speaker in front of him, remove his speaker to embarrass him, because how could he say such a thing? As Rabbah proves, the time to learn the Braisa, Rabbi Yisrael, he says, kai, and like we had this halacha in our Mishnah, which is the same as like Rabbi Yisrael's opinion, says, kai ain't sheikhet in oisib yamtim. This kai, which we said is doubtful if it's a chaya or behemoth, we don't know. It's a wild animal, a domesticated animal, where only chayis require kis adam and not behemoths. So a kai ain't sheikhet in oisib yamtim. You can't slaughter a kai on yamtim, because we're not sure if he's supposed to recover its blood or not. If you're supposed to, then you're supposed to. But if not, you're going to be doing chil yamtim. So you can't slaughter on yamtim, although you're allowed to slaughter animals for eating purposes on yamtim. But if a person did slaughter it, okay, so then he can't cover its blood. because maybe you're supposed to, but maybe you're not supposed to. So out of doubt, you don't cover the blood. And more of it says, Rabbi Yossi, mikavochem, I know this from a kavochem. What's the kavochem? Umami l'shabbat do'adech Shabbos, if regarding circumcision, where if it's definitely the eighth day, it even overrides Shabbos, even though Mila is doing a malacha. However, we know this from a kavochem, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, tafkovel mabez mabez, if tzaras, a neg of tzaras, overrides the service of the Beis HaMikdash. If a kohen has tzaras, he can't do the avodah. And moreover, avodah is stronger than the halachas of Shabbos, because we do malachas of karbanas on Shabbos. So circumcision, which overrides tzaras, because if the tzaras on the makam milah, we do circumcision even though one is forbidden to remove tzaras from a body, so then for sure it's going to override Shabbos. So we see that circumcision overrides Shabbos, and yet still ain't sveka deicha yamtiv, when it's a situation of doubt, it does not override yamtiv. For example, how do we know that mila does not override even yamtiv when it's a situation of doubt? So for example, if a child is born by twilight, the halacha is that if a child is supposed to be circumcised on the eighth day and not before that. If it's by twilight, so we don't know what's the eighth day, you can't do it before, you can do it after, so then you push it up to the ninth day. As Gemara says in Shabbos Kavala Medzayin and Aleph, that okay, you'll get circumcised on what's doubtfully the eighth day or the ninth day. Now, but let's say if that is going to be on Yom Tov, you're actually not going to get circumcised until the tenth day. As the Mishnah teaches that if a child is born on twilight, so okay, you can't do it on what might be the seventh day, which is you're not sure if that's seventh or eighth. You'll do it on what's possibly eighth or the ninth, doubtfully the ninth. Now, but let's say if that twilight was Friday night, then you actually can't do it on neither Friday or Shabbos, because Friday might be 7th and Shabbos, although it might be 8th, it might be the 9th. So actually then you have to be circumcised on what's possibly the 10th day. But if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so which is supposed to be the 10th day, then you actually have to get circumcised on the 11th day, because Mila Shleib Manoi is not Deicha, Yom Tov or Shabbos, as we learn from the Pasuk of Hu Levadli, which is the Pasuk that says that these are the things you could do of Malacha Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. But who is exclusionary terminology saying and not machshiri echel nefesh, preparatory acts cannot be done to be deicha yamtiv. And levada is also exclusionary term excluding milish lebezmane, as the Gemara there teaches in Masech de Shabbos. So therefore, says Rabbi Yesi, if you find by mila, which is pretty strong that it could override even the halachas of Shabbos, but when it's a situation of doubt, is not deicha yamtiv. So says Rabbi Yesi, it's a kisu she'in vadoi deicha Shabbos, so covering the blood, where even in a definite situation does not override Shabbos, which the Gemara is going to explain and prove for me what exactly is he referring to. Isn't it obvious that a situation of doubt, meaning the kai, will not be Deicha Yamtiv? Because if a definite does not override when it's doubt, Yamtiv, so here we even definite is not Deicha Shabbos, for sure it's a situation of doubt, which is a kai, is not going to be Deicha Yamtiv. However, Amalai, on that the sages said back to Rabbi Yesi, no. Tekiya Shefa Begvum Techiach. Blowing the shofar out of the Beis HaMikdash will disprove your logic. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Reish Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes Mabez, that yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash they would blow the shofar on the obligated day in the Beis HaMikdash, but not out of the Beis HaMikdash. Where the halacha is, as we said, She'im Vado Deicha Shabbos, out of the Beis HaMikdash, where, out of Yerushalayim, where even though it's, you have to blow today, but it's Shabbos, you're not going to blow it, yet Usveka Deicha Yamtiv, in a situation of doubt, it is Deicha Yamtiv. But the Braisa teaches that a Tumtum and a Dragonus, which one of them is possibly has, which none of them have a definitive gender. One of them has no gender signs, the other one has actually both gender signs. They're obligated to blow the shofar, even though it's possibly that individual is a woman and not obligated. So you see, say the sages, that disproves your logic. You want to prove that kisui of the kai, the blood of a kai, which is a doubt, you're not going to cover it on Yom Tov, even though when you have an obligation, you're supposed to do it on Yom Tov of kisadam, because when you have a definite kai, when you have a definite situation of kisadam, you're not going to do it on Shabbos. And even when you have a definite, like by Mila, you're not going to do the Safak on Yom Tov. So here the Kai, which when it's def, when you have a Kis Adam, you're not going to do definite on Shabbos. For sure, Kai, which is a Safak, you're not going to cover its blood, even on Yom Tov. That's one refutation. Another one, Heshav Reb Elazar Kapper Beribi, the great. Beribi means the great one. The great Reb Elazar Kapper, he also has a response, a tshuva, a refutation on this Kavachim of Reb Yesi. Because he says, Mala Mila, what are you comparing to circumcision to show that the covering of the blood of the Kai is not Deicha Yom Tov? But because even Mila, where it's Vada is Deicha Shabbos, it's Safik is not Deicha Yom Tov. So Kis Adam, where it's Vada is not Deicha Shabbos, for sure, it's Safik of Kai is not Deicha Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Elazar Kapper, what are you comparing? Circumcision, shekin einin hegetz b'lili yom tovim. It doesn't apply in the evenings, on the night times of yom tovim, because circumcision only applies during the daytime, not by the night time, as the pasuk says, by yom hashmini. Taimer b'kisei, how are you comparing that to covering the blood? Shenoig b'lili yom tovim, which applies by the nights of yom tovim, and therefore you could say that, okay, even though it's vada, it's not deicha Shabbos, but maybe it's suffik is deicha yom tovim, because we see a leniency that it applies by night times, maybe it's suffik would be deicha yom tovim, but therefore there's no proof of meal. Now, Amar Baba, the Brisa concludes, Baba says, Ze'echa min hadvar mish Amar Reb Chiya, this is one of the things that Reb Chiya had said, Inli aliyim tshuva, that I didn't have a refutation, which this teaching of Reb Yisi is one of them. Now, although the Brisa quotes the Rabbanan that refuted Reb Yisi from the Tkiya Shafer out of Yerushalayim, that the Gemara on the next daf on Amud Aleph will show why it's not a refutation. And therefore, they didn't have a refutation from this halacha of Reb Yisi. But, says Reb Chiya, although I didn't have a refutation, Vehesh Reb Elazar Kapper b'Reb Yitshuva b'Reb Elazar Kapper, which was the second refutation we brought, he had a good refutation of this teaching of Reb Yisi. That's the Brisa. But one thing concludes Rabbah. K'tani Mias, one thing we learned in this Brisa is, Kisu She'in Vadoi Deicha Shabbos. We see that even the definite halach of Kis Adam, it's definite, does not override the halach of Shabbos. Says Rabbah, my Vadoi the Kisu Deloi Deicha Shabbos. What's the case of definite Kisa that doesn't override Shabbos? What do you mean Shabbos? Shabbos, you're not Shechting. What does that mean? When do you have a situation of Kis Adam that you're not going to do it on Shabbos, which was part of the logic that the Brisa brought? Lav hasheich l'chayla b'Shabbos. Isn't it talking about when someone slaughters for a sick person that's in danger of his life on Shabbos, which then you're allowed to slaughter? And still the Brais is telling us that you don't do kisei adam, which that refutes this teaching of Ravena, who said that if you're slaughtering for chayla on Shabbos, you're obligating kisei adam. Says the Gemara, no, v'dilma da'av v'shachet. Maybe it's talking about when someone violated and slaughtered for a healthy person, where Shabbos was not given to be overridden for the slaughtering. That's when the Brais is saying that, although it's a definite case of kisei adam, because it's a chaya, you're not allowed to cover it. But maybe Rav Ena's teaching is still true, but by chayla, where it was given to override Shabbos for this animal, and it's slaughtering, maybe actually the kisei adam would override. Says the Gemara, you can't say this, because obviously the Brais is talking about referring to a case of a sick person that's sakanas nefashas. Because dumi demila, if it's being compared indefinite of if it overrides Shabbos or not, to the case of circumcision. We're saying circumcision, it's definite, overrides Shabbos. And here there's a halacha of kisadam, it's definite, does not override Shabbos. What's the comparison to mila? Ma mila b'shus. Just like circumcision is something that there's permission to do it, afkisa nami brishus. Obviously, we're talking about the case of kisadam that also was given permission to do it. And still, in that permissible case, in its definite obligation, you don't do it on Shabbos. And therefore, that's a refutation, says Rabbah to Rav Ena. And therefore, he says, remove his amayr, remove his tongue, because it's obviously incorrect, as we see from this brisa. One does not do kisadam in any situation on Shabbos. Now, once we brought in this brisa, the Gemara now elaborates on the brisa. Amrulai, the sages had said to refute Rabbi Yisi, it was Kavochaim, and they said, well, Tkiya Shefa big bulun techiach. Tkiya Shefa out of Yerushalayim will disprove your logic. Because Shein Vadoi Deicha Shabbos, even when it's a definite case when you have to blow on Shefa, but since it's Shabbos, out of the base of Migdash, they're not going to blow. And yet, Usveika Deicha Yamdev, still its situation of doubt will be Deicha. So maybe Kisadam is the same thing. Maybe although you don't do it on Shabbos, even when it's definitely obligated, maybe it's Suffolk of Ka, you will do on Yamdev. So the Gemara is my sfeika. What was the case the Rabban referring to that they were showing that the doubtful kisei adam, that the doubtful tkiya shayfa will be deicha yamtiv? Ilem es savik chel savik yamtiv. If you think it's a situation when we don't know if this day is weekday or yamtiv, for example, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, where one of them is only because of a situation of doubt. Biblically, the halacha is only one day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, and that we're saying that still it's doubtful situation you'll blow on yamtiv. Says the Gemara, b'hashta vadi yamtiv dachi. What do you mean? Even the definite day of Yom Tov, Tkiya Shefa overrides. Savak Yom Tov, Savak Chol Mebay, how can you say it's talking about when you're not sure if it's Yom Tov or not? Of course. If it's weekday, of course you're allowed to blow. And if it's Yom Tov, even if it was definitely Yom Tov, you're allowed to blow. It's only Shabbos you're not allowed to, which we're saying the definite you're not allowed to. So what's the case of that you're saying that when it's Suffolk, that then on Yom Tov, you're allowed to go ahead and blow, which was trying to refute the Kavacham of Rabbi Yisi. So rather, as the Gemara continues on Tav Pehe Amad Aleph, Ela Suffolk Ish Suffolk Isha. Like we explained before, we're talking about a situation when we're doubtful if this person is a man or a woman. Like we said, a Tumt Madreganis. And that we're saying that, yeah, even if it's definitely Yom Tov, this suffic person will override yomtiv, and therefore that was to refute the logic of Rabbi Yossi. Well, even though it's vadoi is not deicha Shabbos, it's suffic will be deicha yomtiv. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, who didn't consider this a flaw in his kal v'chaymer, is because he goes l'tameh according to his reasoning. Dama that he says that isha vadois, even the definite woman nami taka, also blows the shefa on Rosh Hashanah, even though she's not obligated. So that's not a refutation. What do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean? Doubtful what? Doubtful man or doubtful woman? It's okay. Either one you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. But in regards to covering the blood, where if we would know that it's a behema on Yom Tov, you're forbidden to cover. Therefore, he held that a kai, which is out of doubt, is then you're not allowed to go ahead. Mimchal Yom Tov. Where the time that we learned the Braisa, that Rabbi's opinion is that a woman is allowed to do a mitzvah that she's not obligated on the Yom Tov, in a situation where it might be a problem, she's allowed to elect to do it, and therefore it's not a problem. As the halacha, the Tanakhama said in the context of a carbon, B'nai Yisrael, which that's masculine, that the Jewish men, Samchin, they could lean on the carbon, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem about utilizing hektish, which you're supporting yourself with an animal of hektish, but that's part of the smicha of the process of the Avodah. V'lo B'nai Yisrael Samchin, but the Jewish women are not allowed to do smicha because then they're supporting themselves on the carbon, which is prohibited. But your Biesi, who we're referring to, Reb Shem and Armin, they both say, no, Nashim Seim Ches Rishos. Women can elect, are permitted to lean on the animal before it's sacrificed. Because even though they're not obligated, we don't say it's like they're doing a service with Kachim. So here too, regarding the Lach of Tekiyah Shefa, we don't say that it should be Mechal Yomtiv, even though if you're not allowed to, then it should be forbidden. But they're allowed to elect to do it. And again, that's therefore the same thing that we're saying, that a woman could do it, and therefore it's not a raya from Tumut Vadreganis that a sveik is deicha yomtiv. It's not a problem, because even the definite woman he holds could go ahead and blow the shofar on yomtiv. Now, Amar Ravina, so moreover, Ravina supports Rabbi Yossi that it shouldn't be refuted from Tekiyah Shofar, like we said, and that's why Rabbi Chiya said that I don't have a refutation, because that of Tekiyah Shofar wasn't a good refutation. He says, even Ulamai Dekam Rabban Nami, even according to what the Rabban had said, that they held that it is a good refutation because a woman is forbidden to blow, and yet still we say a tumtum and a dragoness, which is doubt, is Dechayamtiv. So you see, Sveke is Dechayamtiv. Still says Ravina, no, Isle Pircha. There's a refutation of their refutation. Because what are they comparing? Malat Ki Shefer, what do you want from blowing the Shefer? Shekin Vado Dechayamtiv Bemikdash. Yeah, maybe there's a leniency over there because when it's, even if it's Shabbos, but when there's a definite obligation, you're allowed to go ahead and override Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, maybe by its situation of doubt, you could be Dicha Yomtiv even out of the Beis HaMikdash. But time of Kisa, but what are you comparing to Kisa Adam? The Lesser Klal, which never has a situation that it's definite override Shabbos, and maybe it's more severe, and maybe then by its Sveika, will therefore maybe on like Rabbi Yossi's Halacha still applies, that in Yomtiv, its Safik will not be Dicha Yomtiv, and therefore there's no refutation from that first refutation. However, that's what the Braisa quoted. The great Rebbe Elazar Kippur, he did have a refutation. Because he said, Ma'la Milo, what are you comparing to circumcision, Rebbe Yossi? You want to bring a Kavah Chaymer? That there its suffix is not Techa Yamtiv. Shekin Ein in the Hegiz B'lel Yam Taivim, where it doesn't apply by the Nights of Yam Taivim. What are you going to say regarding Kis Adam? That it does apply, and therefore maybe its suffix would be Techa Yamtiv. And that has the Gemara, Beleliyam Taivim Hu Delay Naga. What's he saying? That it's the halacha of Mila doesn't apply by the nights of Yom Taivim? What, Beshad Leli Naga, but it applies by other nights? But it doesn't apply at night at all. Why is he saying it doesn't apply the nights of Yom Taivim? Eli rather says the Gemara, what he was saying was, no, it's because we were talking in the context of Yom Taivim. But yeah, he was saying, Mala Mila Shekin Ein in the Hegis Belelis Kibayam. If circumcision, that yeah, its suffix is not dechayamtiv, because it doesn't apply at night times at all, so it's more limited. Maybe it's limited in that its suffix is not dechayamtiv. But time of bekisa shneig belelis kibayam. But what are you comparing to kisa dam, which applies by night times just like day times, and therefore it's not a necessary kavochaima of Rabbi Yossi, because maybe there it's more expansive in its halacha, and therefore it could be even a situation of doubt, like by a kai, it would be dechayamtiv. And moreover, Amr Rababa, he said, Ze'echem and Advar Mish Amr B'chiyah, Ein Le'alei and Tshuva, that this is one of the things B'chiyah said, I didn't have a refutation of. And but Vahish Rabbi Elazar Kapper, B'ri B'tshuva, but Rabbi Elazar Kapper, he did have a refutation of this Kavah Chaymer, which it's not a raya to show that the Kis Adam of the Kai, that it's not going to be Deicha Yomtiv. But however, that is the halach of our teaching, which is like Rabbi Yossi, that a Kai should not be slaughtered on Yomtiv, and if one did slaughter it, that one actually does not cover its blood on Yomtiv.